This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico. More than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Where are these fast trains the country has been promised? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. President Biden is out west fundraising for his reelection, but also announcing where the federal infrastructure billions are going when it comes to high-speed passenger railroads. Marketplace's Henry Epp reports.
Two major rail projects in California will each get $3 billion federal dollars. One is the publicly funded high-speed line that's supposed to eventually link Los Angeles to San Francisco. State voters first approved funding for that in 2008, but the cost has ballooned, drawing fire from state and national Republicans, and only a portion of the line is expected to be completed by 2030. The other project is a privately run passenger connection between Las Vegas and the L.A. area. A company called Brightline is building it along an interstate highway and aims to finish in time for the 2028 L.A. Olympics. Brightline already operates a high-speed train between Miami and Orlando, Florida. The federal money won't fully cover the cost of either California project, but proponents say it's a critical step to eventually making both of them a reality. Passenger rail upgrades in other parts of the country will get funding, too, including a line between North Carolina and Virginia, the connection from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh, and Chicago's Union Station. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
The 27 countries of the EU set out to be trailblazers in building guardrails for artificial intelligence at a time when researchers warn of threats to humanity. It's Friday here, and the EU negotiators are back at it, trying to hammer out a blueprint for legislation. Key parts of this have reportedly been settled, but Reuters is reporting the current holdup is a ban on artificial intelligence-powered biometric tracking, where some government agencies want to be able to do this, often through face recognition. The EU wants to get out ahead of the U.S. and China on AI rules, but this year's deadline is upon them.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
This month for our Econ Extra Credit project, we're learning about inequality, insider trading, and cornering markets from not a documentary, but a holiday comedy. from 1983. It's Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd, in which two tycoons make a bet about what happens if you take away the privilege of an entitled twit versus what happens if you give those privileges to a street hustler. The movie makes the point that wealth can turn people into jerks. There is real-world research on this. Paul Piff is a professor of psychological science at UC Irvine. Professor, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me on. Great to be here.
You and I here have talked before about your famous rigged Monopoly game study that you have tested far and wide. Game of Monopoly, contestants know the game is completely rigged in favor of one of them after a coin flip, but the winners think it's not the coin flip, but their own awesomeness that leads to success in the game. But lesser known is this other thing that you've done. It was your analysis of cars endangering pedestrians. How did you set that up?
We just were interested in whether drivers of different kinds of cars, drivers from different kinds of wealth backgrounds, would behave differently in terms of abiding by California vehicle code. Are they more or less likely to break the law? One of the versions of those studies, we actually posed a pedestrian at a crosswalk and secretly monitored whether drivers would stop for that pedestrian. What we found is that as the expensiveness of the car that you drove increased, the less likely you were to stop for the pedestrian. So the more likely you were to break the law.
What conclusions do you reach from seeing that data?
Yeah, so I think it's hard to draw clear conclusions from any single study. But at this point, we've got dozens of different studies looking at different facets of behavior that tell us that the more wealth you have, the less attentive to other people you become. And so what I think we're measuring in that car study may simply just be that if you come from greater means, if you have more wealth, you're just a little more focused on your own goals and interests, your own needs, what you yourself want to do, and you're a little less attentive to other people around you.
I mean, but this is an important point that you're making, which is that this one study grabbed our attention, but it fits into a matrix of other data suggesting similar conclusions.
It'd be one thing to make these kinds of general ascriptions that wealthy people are just like that. And after all, you have to be a person who has those kinds of values to become wealthy in the first place, right? You could make that argument that it's self-interested people that become wealthy and accrue wealth in the first place. But we've run experiments in the lab where we actually, like the Trading Places experiment, we actually bring rich and poor people into the lab and manipulate them into feeling like they're somewhat wealthier or somewhat less well off than someone else. And even that very temporary fleeting experience of relative advantage or relative disadvantage makes people actually shift in their social values and shift in the kinds of behaviors they exhibit toward other people, making even poor people feel temporarily richer, temporarily more advantaged than someone else, actually shifts them into more greedy patterns of behavior.
Paul Piff, professor of psychological science, University of California, Irvine. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
We'll also discuss the problem of addressing inequality when people downplay the role of luck in their success in this way. That's clickable on the Marketplace homepage. And you're invited to our Econ Extra Credit newsletter, full of, we hope, teachable moments drawn from movies. Sign up free at marketplace.org/newsletters. Also note that Trading Places, the movie, is not for everyone. What you may have seen on TV in the old days may not have had the offensive language and nudity that are in the uncut versions that stream now. Our executive producer is Kelly Silvera. Our digital producer is Dylan Mietinen. Our engineers are Jessen Dueler and Brian Allison. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.